This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
Welcome, everyone, to a brand new episode of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, episode 215, Resident Evil Extinction from 2007. I'm your host, Alex Figueroa, and my co-host is...
Nate, from Netflix Reviews.
All right, Nate, how long has it been since you've seen Resident Evil Extinction?
Gosh, same as all of them. I don't remember the last time I watched it. I shared that story in the last podcast where I remember seeing this in the theater, in the DLP high-definition projector. This was the first movie I saw in there. That's all I remember. So I don't know when the last time I saw it was. I just remember the first time I saw it, to be honest. Mm. Been a while. I'll say, let's go with 12 years.
Yeah, I'll say this. I saw this for the first time on 4K when the set came out. So this is the second time me watching the film.
Wow.
So, yeah. So honestly, it's going to be actually pretty fun sitting down and talking about it. But all right, so that's cool. Let's see what the critics and the audience have to say about Resident Evil Extinction.
Yeah. And can we just say real quick, this one looks the best out of so far the first three on 4K. This one was the best looking one.
Very clear.
It's not even close. Okay. So you already know how this franchise has been going with these Rotten Tomato scores. And this one ain't about to really change it. The critic score, I know you write them down. The critic score, if I remember correctly, this one's actually a little bit higher, barely. 24% from the critics. And the audience stayed fairly in their ballpark with a 58%. So they're once again over half. The critics under a quarter. And that's been about par for the course so far for this franchise.
All right, yeah. So I've been writing it down. Resident Evil 2 Apocalypse got 19 for critics and 60 from audience. And then on the first one, it was a critics of 35 and audience of 67. So it went up.
This one on went up on the critics and down in the audience barely. And none of them are as good as the first one.
Yeah.
But we'll find out.
It's very weird. Like looking at this, it's like a big seesaw effect that we're getting here with the Resident Evil movies. But I mean, I'm ready to talk about this movie because I was very, very interested to see what your thoughts are in this film. So with that said, let's start off with the lead character. Alice is back again. So what do you think?
And once again, I got more questions than I got answers about this character. Once again, you know, the more we go through these, I'm really realizing something about these movies. They suck. Now, does that mean that I dislike them? No, I'm not saying that because, right, the first two we gave, I said watch them. But if you look up watchable crap, this has got to be it because this makes no sense. These movies make no sense. So Alice is back. She was at the end of the last movie, they got in a truck and they drove away, right? And at the beginning of this movie, she's all by herself again. And, you know, one thing I do like about this story, well, I'll save it for a story, but she's by herself. She ends up going out and like getting abducted and almost getting raped by these crazy people. And then she kicks the one guy one time and he dies, which was awesome, by the way. I do like that. On the action front, I can't really, you know, I think Mila Jovovich does a great job. And I really think she's good in the role. The problem is the writing for the character is just not... She speaks very monotonely, you know? She's very... Doesn't really have any... She doesn't have anything to work with here as an actress, as like on a character front. You know what I mean? Like, there's no emotions. She's just like a robot, pretty much. And she has like powers that keep like getting increasing, but without any explanation as to why that is happening. You know, at the end of the second movie... She like psychically made that guy bleed from his eyes and stuff. And then in this movie, she has even more psychic power. She's like Carrie. She can like blow up the floor and knock the guy through walls and like pretty... I don't want to foreshadow, but I'm pretty sure she teleports in one of these movies. So like she just got powers that are unexplainable. I hate that about it. She has no attachments, right? Like she runs into Oliveira in here. And she gives him a kiss, but like, there's not really any attachments. I cannot give Alice a higher score than I did in the last movie because there's no progression as a character. So I'm going to have to give her a 2. I don't blame Mila Jovovich though. Don't get me wrong. I think she's good in the role. No one else would have done it better. And no matter who was playing it, it would have been the same, except she's good in the action. I like her in the action scene. She's physical. It works. But yeah, this character's just, she's just powers at this point. She's just powers with nothing else.
Yeah. You know, it's weird. With this film. Because like watching the movie, I'm like, okay, she's good. I mean, look, she's a great actress. I love her. She got great blue eyes. But a lot of things starts to pop in my head watching it. right? Because I saw this morning. Like, I woke up, grabbed my coffee latte from Starbucks, and then I came home and I said, all right, I got to do work. Like, I got to work like everybody else. Yeah. So I put on the Resident Evil Extinction, and then it starts off. And Nate, let me tell you, even my wife laughed because she's having breakfast. And I'm like, Dan, did I put in the Resident Evil 1? Because, dude, it started the same thing. Oh, in
the shower. Yeah.
I swear to God, I said, don't tell me I got a messed up disc. And then I went, wait a minute. I was like, this is the part Nate hates when she's like, my name is Alice. You
recap everything.
Yes. And I really got mad because I'm like, this is like 10 minutes or 20 minutes wasted of them rehashing the first movie.
Yeah.
Like her, then she goes in the lazy room. And then I'm like, her... I'm like, but what's the point of this? Like, I don't get the character. Like, they're making her like Rey from Star Wars, like super powerful. But then for a third film, where especially it's like the whole world is dissolved. I mean, it's gone and there's no water. There's just desert and there's no life. And everyone turned into zombies. And I'm like, yeah. So then who the hell is she going to fight? Anyone who stabs themselves with the T-virus and turns into some monster from the video game, she's going to go up against? Because honestly, I thought the character was flat and boring. Like, yeah. She fought. I was like, this is great. I'm like, I'm having fun with it. This is cool. Then I saw sexy Claire Redfield come in. And I'm like, yo, that chick is so attractive. I don't know who it
Allie
is.
Allie Larder?
Yes. She's attractive. I mean,
she's
I guess.
Heroes, Final Destination 1 and 2.
Yeah, a bunch of stuff. Yeah. Maybe. But I thought she was attractive. I was like, man, I was like, she's a very attractive female. But again, I know her from the video game. But I never played the games. But I know that character because she was a big character. And guess what? Another character that's just wasting the wind because they all focuses on Alice instead of all these Resident Evil characters. And I'm like, how can I judge Alice when Alice is becoming so powerful that you don't need the Resident Evil characters in these movies? You're just doing it for fanfare. Like nostalgia, like, oh my God, it's Red, you know, Claire Redfield, where's her brother, you know, the other dude, and all these characters. Like, yeah. I didn't like it. She was flat. She was bland. The beginning sequence I thought was really cool when she went into the radio station. I was like, wow, that's actually pretty cool how to start off movie. Other than that, the movie just became something else. Like, when she burned all the flames and all the crows and everything, I was just like, what is going on here? Huh? No, it was a beautiful shot. Sense.
All of a sudden, she has force field powers. That's what I'm saying.
And then she drained herself. She was like, ugh. And then she fell. And I was just like, oh my God, there was a movie that did that. What the hell was the movie? Someone had powers, and then they needed something to like regenerate.
That's like so many movies.
Yeah.
Freaking everything. Even The Flash, remember? He got to eat because he gets too tired.
Oh, yeah. His metabolism gets too...
It's
yeah,
so many movies this happens in. Yeah.
Yeah. So for me, it was just, I didn't like it much. I thought her character was bland. It was flat. I thought the direction that they were going with this character, honestly, I did not know where they were going. Like, if I was a writer and I was reading, like, not even right. If I was an executive and I'm reading this, I would be like, what does this have to do with the franchise of Resident Evil? Because it's just, you're just wasting my money, bro. So anyway, I gave it a 2. I agree with you on that.
Yeah.
Okay. So main villain is the doctor guy.
Yes. So, right? The main villain, Dr. Isaacs is his name.
Yes, Isaacs.
Now, again, I think we've done the same thing with every other one, so I'm going to keep doing it. Mm-hmm. Because the villains is like, it is, there's always a guy, but then there's always like, you got to factor in Umbrella, you got to factor in the zombies, and you got to factor in creatures, right? I think this, honestly, for me, this would be on par with the last one. I think the villains are, like, I like the zombies in this. Now they have, see, at least they did something different, because you have the regular zombies, the slow moving, and for my money, they look the best in this movie so far, out of the three movies. I think the zombie makeup, it's the best that they've looked. They look really, especially because the world's all like a desert, they look really drained. They almost look like what a sunburnt zombie might look like, very slow move. I like it. The makeup's good. Then you have the ones that are like in the freaking prison jumpsuits that are blue, where they've been experimenting on them. So they're like more aggressive. They run, they're all bald, and they can run, they jump, they climb, they're more intimidating than the regular zombies at this point. So they were cool. You have Dr. Isaacs, who's back from the last movie, and he, of course, is trying to... One thing I will say is I think they used him better in this movie in that he had a plan. You know what I mean? Like, in the last movie, I couldn't really tell you what he was trying to do. I don't know what he was trying to do, right?
Yeah.
In this movie, I know what he's trying to do. He's trying to, he's trying to see if they can train the zombies, you know, put a serum in them that makes them docile where they can use them as, like, slave labor, essentially, and they won't get attacked. Cool. Okay. That's an idea. You work for this big corporation. Fine. That gets thrown out halfway through the movie. This one zombie is playing with toys. He gets mad. He kills the two guys. And he's like, forget it. We can't do it. And now he just wants to use them as weapons, basically. So they took a good idea and then they kind of crapped on it. And then he turns into that thing with the freaking the caca fingers that like stretch out across the
caca fingers.
They stretch out across the room and they can choke people and poke people in the eyes. And I think that there's a character that looks like that in one of the games. So I don't know what it's called. It's okay. You know, it's not as cool as Nemesis. Nemesis looked cool. This one looked kind of the makeup on the face was okay, but like the caca fingers didn't work for me. And I don't know. But overall, I thought the villain aspect was once again better than Alice. I gave it a 4 as a whole. Same as last movie for me.
Yeah, the villain I went there, I give it a 3. I wasn't too crazy with it. Yeah, I mean, I like the zombies. The zombies were cool, but they never used them. Only one part when they released them in Las Vegas, but other than that, it wasn't like the swarm of armies that you saw around like that facility. That would have been badass if they just all knocked it down and they chased them in. But they didn't. It was just like useless effect for me. In terms of the caca finger dude, I wasn't feeling him. Like I just felt like it was just like another. It felt like a video game, like a boss battle, right? Yeah. Like he was just like, oh, I got bit. I need the T virus. You know, he stabs himself like 100 bottles, and then all of a sudden he goes, we thought you were the cure, but now I am the, you know, unstoppable. And I was just this is corny.
He says, I'm the future. I'm like, what? What? Everyone's just going to be gross monsters
with caca fingers.
Like, yeah, what is this? Like, what do you mean you're the future? Of what?
Yeah. I didn't like it. I thought it was whack. And then the way they killed him was whack.
Oh, with the slicing thing? The laser? Yeah, that's fan
favorite. It was so dumb. I mean, I guess, but it was just like so weak again. Like, if you look at it, with the first three movies, all the villains died weak. The first one, it was the train station that looked horrible, right? She pulled the thing, and I was like, ugh. The second one, the Nemesis was actually pretty cool, but they didn't kill him much. They just shot a nuke, which was stupid. And then in this one, what, Caca Fingers got hit with the laser that killed the black dude in the first movie, which I was just like, this is whack. Like, it was weak endings to these Resident Evil movies. And look, in all, you got Wesker. They showed him in the group. So I was like, okay, finally. But now he's a hologram like freaking Emperor Palpatine, which I was like, this is so stupid.
They also changed the actor in the very next movie. So they don't. That's not even the same guy. They changed it to someone else for the next two. You'll see.
Oh, God. Yeah, I thought Wesker was kind of weak. I thought the whole panel was stupid. Like, what was the whole... Like, they all had holograms, and this dude is in the middle of a desert looking for Alice and experimenting on... First of all, that was annoying. The whole 20,000 Alices to find the perfect one.
Clones. Yeah.
The clones. And I was just like, then why didn't she just release all of them at this point? Like, I didn't get it. Like, whatever comes back, you just say, okay, this is the one that has the most, you know, the positive effect or something. You're going one by one. You're going to be there for hours. Just knock them all out.
Doesn't make sense. Like, if her DNA is the one that works and these clones, what does them escaping or figuring out the little traps have to do with, how does that make your DNA any better? If I can solve a puzzle, that doesn't make my DNA more valuable than someone who can't solve the puzzle. You know what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't. What does that mean? I don't understand the concept.
I didn't understand it either. I thought it was stupid. Anyway, I gave him a three. I gave it a 3. I thought it was a good villain. A good one. All right, here we go. Action scenes.
This movie, I don't really have a problem with the action scenes. I thought they were fun. One thing I do like about this movie is visually, I think it's better than the first two for me. I like the outdoor. I like that it's bright. I like that it's not everything in blue or everything indoors, everything in a facility. You know what I mean? It was good to be outside for once. I think they utilized those spaces pretty well. This one is not as the second movie is almost like, I don't want to say nonstop action, but it's almost nonstop action. This one, there is more pauses. And it's more like focused on set pieces. So you have the first one with the guys in the little radio station. It's short, but it was cool, right? And then she fights the dogs, which was neat. You know, a better utilization of the dogs than the last movie. I'll tell you that much right now. And then you get the second big one is the one with the birds, which, you know, I remember at the time it didn't look that, you know, CGI was different. Now it looks a little bit not great because it's a lower budget.
Yeah.
I won't fault them. It's 2007. They got the technology that they got. The idea was cool. The crows were something from the first game. I think there's like those birds are in the first game and they never used them. So, you know, as far as fan service, it was okay. But I do like that fire explosion. I know it doesn't make sense. I don't like it from a story wise. Like, why can't you do a force field? But I love the visual. Like when the thing goes up and the sky's all on fire and the camera kind of pans around her. I think it looks cool. It worked for me. And I like the last set piece where they all come out of the crate and all the zombies are like overrunning them. And then they're fighting. The guy climbs on the fake Eiffel Tower and he's sniping them. And the other, I like it. I think it's a lot of fun. I think her hand-to-hand stuff, sure, it don't make sense because she has powers. But Mila Jovovich does a good job with it. I like the two little swords. I like when she goes up and gets the guys. Just from an action perspective, I thought it was cool. When Oliveira blows himself up, that explosion looks really good. I gave it a 4. I think the action, again, is probably the best part of this movie because what we're about to get to is where it's really downhill.
I get it. Because I gave it a 4. I like the action in this. I thought Mia tore it up. I thought her with the two swords was actually really fun. She did some new moves with her legs. Like they pulled her up and she was like snapping necks. Yeah. And I was just like, all right, that's pretty cool. She was doing her legs. Like she kicked them and their necks was snapping. So I guess that's how hard she kicks. And I was like, those were cool scenes. The shooting, all that. Yeah, you're right. The scenes in Las Vegas was actually really fun. I thought the scene at the end was actually pretty cool. Some of the fight scenes between him and Kaka Fingers was okay. I thought it was fine. I thought the beginning was okay. It wasn't like as strong, but the action overall is not the problem of this film again. It's not. And I enjoyed the action on this. She's a great person to watch do action because she's good at it. So I gave it a 4 also. All right, storyline.
Here we go. You know we were going to get to it at some point here. Once again, we got your boy, Paul W.S. Anderson, with a pen or a typewriter or a computer or wherever he writes his scripts, just writing pure gobbledygook. Like, what is this at this point? Now, credit, it does the thing at the beginning, but it's not the really, really annoying version, which happened in part 2. And if I remember correctly, it happens in 4 and 5, where they recap, like, everything, like previously on Resident Evil. And then she's like, my name is Alice. I had a group of friends. I have the T-virus. At least this time, the voiceover is just filling you in on what happened the last like 3 years or whatever it's been. So not as annoying, but still kind of annoying with going back to the rehashing the beginning. And by the way, they didn't even reshoot the footage. They literally used the footage from the first movie. And then you can tell where they reshot it is where she walks into the laser room. Because now she looks a little different because the movie's like 6 years after the first movie. Yeah. So even though she still looks great, don't get me wrong, you could tell she looks a little different than in those very first scenes. So kind of lazy, but I don't know what's happening, man. I don't understand how the whole world can be now a desert and yet Umbrella has these super technology facilities. Like, how are they running? How is there electricity down there? How is that satellite still flying around sending images? How do they have all this clean technology? How do they have food? They can't grow crops. I mean, unless they're all fake bioengineered crops, but even still, like it doesn't make sense to me how the world can be like that. And they have all that stuff takes money and they're not earning any money because there's no world to earn money off of. You know what I mean? Like yeah. You're a big corporation, right? Even if you're like, let's say pharmaceuticals, you got to sell medicine to make the money. Well, if everyone's dead or zombies, who are you selling anything to? How do you have any funds? It doesn't make sense to me. These are the stuff that I'm starting to think of when I watch these movies, because at least in the first movie, it was just set at regular time.
Yeah.
The more post-apocalyptic it gets, the less I like that there's all these crazy technology facilities. And I know it gets worse. Like as these movies go on, they got these underground labs with all this crazy future. And I'm going to get mad once we get to, I'm already mad, but once we get to the next movies, I know I'm going to get more mad.
I'm already mad.
Yeah, I will say though, the only reason I'm not giving this a 1, I was close to a 1, is really stupid. It really is stupid. But I do give them credit for having an idea, even if they blew it halfway through, as far as it has the semblance of a plot, which I can't really say about the second one. You know, that was just like craziness all the way through. This does have a plot. It's just really weak. So I gave it a soft. 2. Very soft. Oh. But I thought it was better than the last one.
That's fine. Story-wise. That's fine.
Yeah. It's still bad.
Yeah, it's a bad film. I mean, look, I'll do it for you. I gave it a 1. It was horrible. It was horrible. It was bad, dude. I was like, this shit is garbage. Like, it had a good potential to be a good film. Yeah. That's what I'll say. Because honestly, I agree with you. Like, Army of the Dead took place in a similar time thing like this. Yeah. But they used it wisely because they contained it into one area, mm-hmm. whereas they didn't shoot it out as much. Only in certain areas in Army of the Dead. This one, once they say the whole world is gone, you're like, what the fudge? Like, you just pretty much, like, I agree with you. That's the first thing I said was, so how did everyone die?
Right.
Like, Because, I mean, I understand zombies ran over, but I'm like, you had to have survivors because they did say, you know, they found survivors here and there and they're still looking for more. And I'm like, yeah, but again, how did all the water evaporate like from the planet? Like in the modern of, what was it, 10-year gap between?
Not even. This is only 3 years. And I think in the storyline, it's maybe five. Okay, like
so
that.
Within 5 years, the ocean became a desert, which I'm like, how? Did all the zombies sponge all the water?
there's no people to keep all the water or all the sand from taking over? Like, what happened here?
I don't get it. I didn't like it, and that annoyed me as hell. Two, I did like the beginning, and the only reason why I liked the beginning because it reminded me of Walking Dead. Like, she walked in, and they were like, come on, Paul, we're going to do this, girl. And I was like, oh, man, this is crazy. It felt very survival instincts got to kick in. And I was like, that's pretty cool. But that's the only time you get this in the movie. Because everything else is like, and I thought the bird, like, the whole thing with the crow looked pretty cool because it reminded me of, like, the birds. And I was like, yeah, wow, this is actually pretty cool. But then it was just one scene. Like, they blew their budget for that, like, 10-minute scene. And it was like, we're not ever going to get crows again because she killed them all in one shot. She just killed them. She fried them. Yeah. So I was just like, okay, like the scene, like you're right. Like, and then the doctor was so obsessed with her. And I was just like, but like, what about Alice? Like, I understand she's like the only one that could do all this, but like, why? Who is she to you that you're like going crazy for her besides of her abilities and all that? Like, what about Alice makes Alice special for you to go crazy? We don't get that. We don't.
Never.
He gets bit. Everyone gets bit by stupid stuff. EJ gets bit. And I was like, thank God he's out this movie. But he was grounded. He wasn't a clown. And I was like, okay, I kind of liked him.
I knew you were going to mention it. He wasn't as bad in this one.
He wasn't. I was like, I liked him. And then you got Ashanti. I hope her name is Ashanti, right? That was right? She was okay. But then she bit the dust 2 seconds. I was like, damn. Then you got my man from The Mummy, Oliveira. Yeah. I'm like, he gets bit from the dude from EJ. And I'm like, but no one could see that this dude got bit by a zombie. Like, no one went, oh, let me check this dude out when he got into the... Because Oliveira was in the room when the zombie was on him. And you mean to tell me he's not going to go to your dude when you get bit?
From where it bit him.
But he put a jacket over it. And I was just like, whatever. Come on, man. Like, you could see the blood stains out the jacket. I was just like, ah.
And to your point, here we go again, where... Who knows how long it takes to become a zombie? Because he lasts like 3 days,
hours, bro.
And then he just turns blue.
He was gonna bang Ashanti, bro.
Yeah, as a zombie.
Yeah, he was about to give it to her. I was like, "Yo, dude, how is that gonna work with a big bit mark?"
Yeah,
right there.
I agree.
Like, honestly, like it's just so. Look, I'm gonna say it right now. Paul W. Anderson, and I already know this franchise is already done. He is a garbage writer. I'm going to be honest. I have not seen the other ones. Like I said, from Extinction on to the final chapter, I've seen them once. And he's a horrible writer. From here on in, I'm like, all he knows is Alice, which is his wife. So, of course, he's going to make her look like the princess of Resident Evil, which is okay. It is what it is. But you're not giving me story. Like, 6 films in, bro. You got to give me some type. Like, this character have to take an arc to the promised land of Resident Evil, but we don't get there. So anyway, I don't keep ranting on it. I gave it a 1. This is garbage.
Yeah.
Overall.
So overall, this is going to be, I hate to do this because it makes me mad, but at the end of the day, this is one that I have a soft spot for. So it's going to get in the watchable crap pile. Like, I could watch this movie. I haven't seen it in a while, but I like the look of the movie. It's very like Mad Max meets Resident Evil. And I thought that was clever. Like, switch it up. You know what I mean? At least they switched it up. The director of this one, he directed a couple of good early 90s, late 80s movies. I know he did Highlander, the first Highlander. And he also directed a movie called Ricochet with Denzel Washington, which is good. So, like, he had some past hits. And you could tell that he has a good eye. The action scenes are good. The visuals are good. I like the look. I like the desert. I like the... that we go outside, that there's daylight. I like all that. Yeah, the characters are fan service because Carlos Oliveira is nothing like this in the game. Claire Redfield is nothing like this in the game. And they're just names that they attach to these stock characters because they're from the game. If you didn't know by now, and this is not you, I'm not talking to you, Alex, I'm talking about in general, anyone listening. If you didn't know by now, none of these movies are like the games at all. None of them. none of them are like any of the games. They're totally, totally in another galaxy, but they put the character names so you could be like, oh, I know that character from the game, even if it's nothing like the game. But yeah, I like the casting. I like Eileen Larder as Claire Redfield. I know she's back in the next one too. I liked Oliveira, Oded Fehr is the actor. He was cool. Mike Epps is less annoying. Yeah, Ashanti was horrible to me when she talks. It was just like almost a Ronda Rousey effect when she was there. But luckily, she only has like 5 lines and then she dies. So yeah, that was okay. Also, her sacrifice was hilarious because it was for nothing. She saved no one and then she just dies in the bus. So that was a waste. She's like, she closes the door as if she's going to do something and then she just dies. So that was hilarious. I'm going to give it a three. Not because it's good. Because it's a bad movie. But there's elements that I dig. It's short. And it's watchable crap. I can get through these first 3. No problem. I'm not even lying. Like, even if in like a month, someone was like, hey, you want to watch a Resident Evil trilogy? I could watch all 3 of these. I could watch all 3 of them. No problem. Now, from then on, we'll see what happens. But it's a soft 3. But I don't hate it.
Well, look, I will say this. I give it a 2. It's an okay film. I mean, it's watchable. Like, it's watchable crap, but I can't throw it I can't slap a 3 on it. Like, honestly, 2, Resident Evil Apocalypse, I could slap a 3 because that was really entertaining. And Jill Valentine at least had more shooting and everything. Like, she had more stuff in the story to do with her also. This one, Claire Redfield, she's hot, she's gorgeous, but they didn't do much with her. She was like, thank you for your help. All right, thanks. I just got to get these people out of here. All of a sudden, she had her pilot's license, which I was like, where the hell did you learn how to fly? Like, I'm like, this is so hilarious.
They don't show any backstory for anybody. You don't know nothing. No, they can just do stuff.
It's one of the most funniest craps I've ever seen. Like, she flew a helicopter. I was like, oh, all right, okay, cool. Why haven't she didn't know how to fly a helicopter? Like, how are we getting out of here? So, anyway, yeah, it's a 2. It's a bland story. It's very, very, it's boring at times. But what's her name? Alice keeps the story going. It's very well. You wanted to see where this goes. But honestly, it's not something that you go, yay, this is the greatest story ever told. But So far, it's bland.
I actually like this one better than the first 2. Now, this is my favorite of the first 3.
Then the first 2?
Yeah, this is my favorite of the first 3. It always has been. That being said, I don't really like this franchise that much. So that's low. It's a low bar or whatever. You know what? It's faint praise. Who cares if it's my favorite? Because I don't really like any of them that much. But I can get through all of them. But yeah, I don't. It's whatever.
I will say that I so far from the first 3 movies, I think Apocalypse is the best one. Because I think the father looking for the daughter is a more effect than whatever we got on this one. Like, there was nothing here except survivors, and she happily bumps into them while walking, which I was like, that is so coincidence that I was just like, whatever.
From Day of the Dead, too, with the whole training the zombies. Oh, that's from Day of the Dead.
You know? Yeah, yeah. But so, okay. I mean, it is what it is. Like, I gave it a 2. All right, so what's your total points?
Yeah, whatever. It's a piece of crap. I gave it 15 out of 15 out of 25. This is one of the weirdest franchises, I think, that we've reviewed so far. I can't look anyone in the eye and tell them that these are good movies. Mm. And yet I can look someone in the eye and tell them, but I can watch them. I can watch all of them. So it's weird. I gave it a 15. I don't know how I feel about it. I feel like I don't like them and I kind of like them. It's weird.
I give them a 12. I give this film a 12. I don't know. I feel like it's going downward because I went from Resident Evil just started to go down in directory. But I don't know. I just think I'm at a point that anything that has to do with Paul W. Anderson, I don't want to see movies anymore. This dude is horrible. He did
the first Mortal Kombat, which I love. I don't care. I did see it when I was like 8 years old in the theater. So nostalgia, but it's crap. And then, of course, Alien vs. Predator. The classic. Alien vs. Predator. The first one, not Requiem. I know he did these movies. He did the next 3 Resident Evil movies that we're going to do. So he did 1, 4, 5, and 6 as far as directing. Oof. Did Pompeii, which if you haven't seen it, you should. And he also did the recent Monster Hunter, which I didn't hate, but...
Which one is that? What?
With Mila Jovovich. Oh, that's the one with the monsters. Yeah, that's based off a video game too. Yeah.
I like that one.
Well, guess what? Next year or whatever, in our next video game month, it's in there. So
from what I remember, I liked it. It was like a role-playing game to me. It looked like a
role-playing game. Yeah, he's just a big, big, big B-movie director. That's him. He makes B-movies. He has B-movie sensibilities. Oh, well, Event Horizon, which is a good movie. I do like that one.
Well, I didn't see that one. All right. I gave it a 12. You gave it a 15. What's coming up next
Paul
on the podcast?
Paul W. Suck Anderson. That's what the S stands for. what's coming up next? All right. Next episode, we will be starting a new set of solo movies with video game adaptations. So we're going to stay in the video game world. And we're kicking it off with a 2014 film called Need for Speed. I know that's a first time watch for you, so we'll be reviewing that one. And then, of course, next week, continuing on with Resident Evil Afterlife, the one where they're in the jail. That's all I remember. I know there's the jail part and that big guy.
I don't remember it. I watched it.
I saw this in 3D in the theater. This one and the fifth one. So it was during the 3D craze. Mm. So let's see if we get some of those cool things where they throw stuff at the screen and...
Well, normally they do. Normally they do. Like when you see Captain America, you see him throw the shield and that tells you that that was supposed to be like the 3D effect.
But I think this is one of those where they really played the gimmick, you know, like a lot of times, like you gotta throw all this crap at the screen all the time. So I can't wait. I haven't seen it in forever and we'll see how
it goes. Well, there you have it. Yeah, Need for Speed, first time watch. So I can't wait to talk about that one. But with that said, if you guys want to follow us on our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at NateFlixReviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called Nate Flix Movie Reviews. Anything action movie, guys, head over to youtube.com/geeksandflix. And on our official website, it's down right now because it's under construction. I am actually updating the entire website. But if you do want to buy merch for yourself or your spouse for the holiday season, go to www.geeksandflixstore.com. Other than that, I'm your host, Alex Figueroa, and that is
Nate from Nate Flix Reviews.
Be awesome to each other and geek out.